Welcome to Mystical Awakenings Radio. This is your host, Deb DeRuce, and I'm sitting here at the Unity Tree Spiritual Center with my co-host, RJ.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Deb.
Hello. And we are having a wonderful Wednesday evening. It's winter solstice and, you know, just a few days before the big holiday. So we are open late, having a nice relaxing evening at the Unity Tree, talking with customers and doing some meditation and loving it.
And having a mouthful of Taco Bell.
Yeah. Dinner is Taco Bell.
So, yeah, it's been a good day. We've meditated on the winter solstice and had some good friends stop by and family and customers and excited for this radio show.
Mm, yes, we are. It says Deb with a mouthful of food. So tonight, along with, you know, some loving winter solstice energy being sent to everybody, because this is a time to kick back and reflect on past karma and past life and bring in the new.
Yep.
I know we're feeling really tired.
Yeah.
And we know it's because of what's going on.
Right.
So, you know, we send a lot of energy out to anybody that we can. And we're also going to be talking with Beth and Barry again.
Yes, from Standing Rock.
Yes, they are live at Standing Rock still, trying to get home. They are both sick. They've had many issues with tires being cut and run off the road, things like that. But, you know, they stand strong, stand firm in what is right, and they're here to talk to us. So I'm going to go ahead and bring them both in.
Okay.
Hello, Beth. Hello, Barry.
Hello.
Hello. Barry, so hello.
How are you
feeling? Yeah, he's
on the table. I'm on the end of it. So poor Barry. He's only in, like, the third day. So he's right in the middle of the nastiness that I just went through. I'm still a little hoarse, as you can hear, and a little congestion, but nothing like it was. So happy to be on this end
Thank
of it.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll bet. I'll tell you what, last night on your show, we were able to, you know, be a part of it because we're running the shows.
Thank God.
With you guys out
Thank
there.
God you were a part of it.
Oh, my goodness. I'll tell you what, that show knocked my socks off.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Oh,
I was emotional, I think, from the first moment and stayed that way. It was amazing, you know, to hear and feel all the love. Wow.
It just was meant to be because we were sitting early that day, yesterday, in the lobby using the internet service. We have to go over there to use any internet.
Mm-hmm.
And I was eavesdropping on, I'm not going to say it right, Poi, her conversation with her, I don't know, friend or nephew. And I said, excuse me, I was eavesdropping, but you guys sound so passionate. Would you like to be on our Blog Talk radio show tonight? And she's like, oh, yeah, I think we would. And then she goes, because my daughter's sing, and we have the one that was arrested. And I'm like, wow. She goes, is this too much? And I'm like, no, bring him. And then you think that things are trying to stop you. Like, for some reason, our Verizon flip phone, which we bought specifically for this area, won't work inside of the casino. We did not realize that until late in the day. So I just went with faith that somebody would have a phone there that we could use. And she did, but when she got there a little bit late, it was dead. So we had to find a plug, which is big. You know, everybody's wanting to plug their stuff in there.
Right.
So we got right beside a pop machine, and I brought chairs over. And then, of course, it just unfolded so beautifully with even Madonna showing up.
Yeah.
No
oh
plan
God,
on this,
yes.
by the way. me just looking at her during while you guys were speaking with the other people and going, you know, giving her the, like the little prayer hand saying, please, would you be on? And she agreed. So, like Barry said, or I think he told you, that's a very rare interview. Very rare.
Yeah. Can you explain to everybody who she is? And why that interview was so rare?
Mm-hmm. She is the caretaker of Sacred Stone property. Her and her sister, I think there's a few other siblings, but she is the voice from there. And she was the first person to call people from around the world to come stand against Apple with her.
Oh, wow.
And her son is actually buried on where they're digging. That people say isn't a cemetery, isn't have. Her son is buried there. So
oh,
she's
goodness.
Very passionate about all this. But, yeah.
Wow.
So, sorry, Banjo, he wanted to chew his bottle. So, yeah, it was quite magical. And it just, I got to tell you, Deb and RJ, it has given me back hope. For the youth. These kids, I didn't know if you had more to say. I just jumped in and started going. Are we okay? Can I just keep going?
No,
we're good.
Okay. These kids, and I say kids, they're in their 30s, some of them, but they're kids to me. Sorry, I'm going to be 60.
Right.
I noticed today, when we were walking through the lobby and down the hallway, that I heard the word grandmother, grandfather, elder, and respectfully in 2 minutes than I've heard in the European world in years. I mean, they're always speaking of the grandmother, the grandfather, the wisdom, the parents, how grateful they are for the way they were raised and taught. And that they wouldn't be who they are without them. And they want to hear the stories. They want to hear our stories. And when the young lady was speaking to you guys about her being arrested, do you remember her?
Yes.
I almost said Adam. when she went in about the shoes, like new shoes, I just for some reason teared up. And just hearing her beautiful words and her wisdom. And she looked at me, and I looked at her, and I said, you are unbelievable. And she mouthed back, no, you are. And she leaned up and took
and
my
you are.
Hands. Oh, thank you. But she took my hands. We had just met. And just looked me directly in the eyes and just had so much compassion because I was feeling so much emotion. And during that, she just put her head down with me, and we just sat there like that for a while as she was talking to you. And then after the interview, she said to me, I said, thank you. You've given me hope back for the youth and things like that, that you know, this world has hope. And she said, no, thank you. You are the ones that taught us, and you are the grandmothers, and you are the, oh, my gosh. It was just, she's just unbelievable. Just and to see positively, this girl's going through court procedures. She's going back to Hawaii, but she has to return in January. Stand another court appearance, whatever that, and that'll probably get delayed, and she'll probably have to come back again.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So these people in the in Powell's daughter, her voice in that song, "Free the Streams."
Yeah. Beautiful.
Oh my gosh, how powerful was that? I hope you guys could hear it well.
Oh yeah.
Oh boy.
And
that
I shared a video,
emotional.
Deb. Yes. Yeah.
I want to tell you, it's a good thing we had a box of Kleenex here last night because both of us were just floored.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
And then you could hear where she got it when her mother and her got up and did the chant after in the prayers.
Yeah.
That was so powerful, too.
Yes. Yeah. And I shared that video with you that somebody had taken of that moment on your page, Deb. I don't know if you saw it. Oh, no, I had to tag you in it. It wouldn't let me share it to you. Yeah. I had to tag you in it.
Yeah.
And that was so powerful. And then the young man that does the news feed, Remember his interview? It was right before LaDonna.
Mm-hmm.
Him and I had a long talk today, which was just beautiful, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he came to me. He came to me and spoke. And, you know, they're so respectful of their elders. The indigenous people are anyway, but the Hawaiians seem to be even extra. And
wow.
We visited the Big Island, so we had a lot to talk about. But, you know, he shared with me their strifes and things like that. I mean, some people are going to say, well, what's the big deal if they put a telescope up? Well, I think she made it clear. It was really not that they're against astronomy or anything like that. It's that enough. Enough.
Yes.
You have taken enough of our rights and enough of our land without our permission, without us being asked. And now
right.
you're going to put this 18-story thing on our sacred land without us giving you permission? But there's also something going on the island of geothermal. It's kind of like fracking. They go
yeah.
down into, you know, the Big Island is nothing but hard lava. So they
uh-huh.
drill down in there, and the only thing that's in there is concrete protecting it. And it brings up mist and gases, which produce energy. But
right.
the brine that is produced as the after product is toxic. And guess what they do with it? They put it back down into where people's wells will be and things like
oh,
that. And that's just a couple of the things on Hawaii. Hawaii people are just, it's kind of like here, where LaDonna, you guys might be confused how she can own part of the reservation. Well, they can. As long as you are a tribal member. But this
uh-huh.
land has been passed down from family generations. And but they never really feel like they're owners. They're caretakers. And the same
right.
is true in Ohio. In Hawaii, you can't really own the land. You just kind of rent it. So I feel
yeah.
like the reservation is kind of like that. You have to still abide by reservation rules and guidelines and all that. But, you know, you have to have a place to live and farm and things like that.
Yeah.
So
Canada's
that's where LaDonna
like that,
is. I'm sorry, what?
I think Canada's a lot like that, too. You kind of just
oh,
lease the
it?
Land.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
there's a lot of issues. GMOs are back. Sorry, young Barry. He doesn't think GMOs are bad. GMO
yeah.
is back in Hawaii. Has taken over. Has done all the fights. They had fought to get rid of that. For years and years, and money talks, and they're back doing whatever they want in Hawaii. Just things like that. Things that can kill the water, hurt the water, pollute the water. You know, water
right.
is life, whether it's salt water
yeah.
or not. You know, water is life.
Exactly.
And, yeah, so a lot going on with him, too. Which, when we're sitting here in 30 below weather, I say to my husband, let's go to Hawaii to protest next time. Okay?
yeah. We heard about that.
yeah.
You want to
yeah. So.
We would like to go there with you.
Okay. Well, New Mexico
yeah.
is another place that's really, really seriously needing it right now. That might be our next venture. We don't know. We'll wait and see.
New Mexico.
You know, you want to see
how. Love it there.
All the ducks.
Sounds like a honeymoon.
I've been feeling a little more optimistic about this. Of course, we haven't been able to be where we want to be, except for I think Creator has kept us here to meet these people and do these interviews.
Right.
Today I was doing what I did yesterday, and there was a man who's from the Shawnee Nation, and I heard him speaking about they're trying to do all this political legislation so that no pipelines can ever go through any Indian reservation, any Native. And so I'm trying to get him online here. So I think Creator created it so we would be where we're at. You know, I was very disappointed, I think I told you this, when we couldn't get into the camp to give Katie and Bird the same thing we had, yet the camps had changed anyway, so they weren't going to get the same experience we had a month ago. But afterwards, I think we all realized that that was the way it was meant to be, because those people needed to hunker down for the whole winter, whoever was going to be here for the entire winter. And so we ended up where we were supposed to be this time. Mm-hmm. And the beautifulness, Deb and RJ, that's coming out now, I think you heard it last night.
Oh, boy, did we.
About, yeah, that it's not just about the pipeline. It's about the nations coming together, about people coming together, and the beautifulness and the respecting of Mother Earth and the grandmothers and grandfathers and the parents and giving them a voice. And I was so relieved to hear the one young lady say, well, I'll be coming back for the court hearing, but I'll also be coming back to help clean up the land.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. this is all over. Because we were very concerned about that. There's been 10 to 15, maybe 20,000 people here. If everybody just leaves, can you imagine what the news?
No.
Not mostly the Mother Earth. That's what we're mostly worried about. But the news mm-hmm. people would get a hold of it. And look at the trash they left. Well, right now the people that are leaving, they don't really have any choice. Everything's under snow and ice. So,
there will
be a huge need for cleanup. Huge, 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 huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what do you do with all the supplies and all the leftover tents and all the things that will go with that? Now, sacred stones.
Donate them to the next cause.
Exactly.
Yeah, don't,
if they're worthy.
Donate
them. If they're still in pieces. And they've been doing that. I'm so proud of them. Anything that's been that they felt like they couldn't use, it doesn't get thrown away. It gets donated to the communities. It gets donated to other. They even ask people, if you're going home, take some of this to donate to your community. And it's usually summer clothes and stuff they can't use right now, you know, so don't think that your stuff is getting given away, but things like that. But tents that don't stand the winter time or things like that, you know what I mean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they have been doing that, but things get ruined. You know, there was tents up that the weather has ruined, and
mm-hmm.
probably well-meaning people left stuff thinking that other people would use it, and it got
right.
frozen or whatever. So there is going to be a huge cleanup in the spring that's going to need to be done. Now, like I said, Sacred Stone is becoming its own community. So
right.
it's going, no matter what happens, it's going to become that place to show that you can live off the grid. And so they're keeping it more like a little town, a little village. So there's cleanup going on, and if something gets moved out, you know, they take care of it.
Yeah.
But the
right.
huge camp, the Oshete Shakawa, I know I don't say it right, that's a huge. So that will be needed because the Army Corps will take that back over.
Mm-hmm.
So that will need to be cleaned and taken care of, all those things, when this is all over. But
I have no doubt that people will do it too.
Yes. And I mean, we're willing if we need to come back. We're hoping the young people take care of that, but we'll see.
Yeah.
We might be needed for
right.
that as well. So I did hear, the newest news I've heard is, I think, did I say 10 or 20 new yurts are coming to Sacred Stone? Yurts are, these days, I think I explained about the teepees not being the material, that they need to be. And the yurts are made for this kind of weather. So I think there's 10 or 20 new yurts coming in. And they are rebuilding. Let's see if I get this right. They're having to restructure the, what do you call it, chimney that goes out from the wood burners from the teepees. And they're putting boxes around the upper part of the chimneys. Because what's been happening, we've had 3 teepee fires, is the flaps from the teepees will hit those pipes and start a fire. And I know it doesn't seem like, okay, now we got wood against heat, but they say it works. So they have this wood that keeps the flaps from hitting against the pipes. So that's what's being done in camp right now, is constructing those so people don't die.
Right.
Today was a mild day, except for the wind was amazing. We had a little, I don't know, like a tub sitting outside, you know, like you keep stuff in. And the wind got a hold of it, and I mean, it went clear down the road, and I found it in the snowdrift down the road.
Oh, goodness.
And as I was coming back, there was a young girl, and she was asking, they just came in, and they didn't know anything about the camp, and we were trying to educate them a little bit about where they should go to give their donations and things like that. So
right.
They were worried if their medical supplies got where they were supposed to go and things like that. So we haven't heard back from them yet, but we'll see. So last night was quite the night. I just felt like it was magical. It just seemed like everything, even though we got started late, everything worked like it was supposed to. And I really feel like I wasn't even stressed about it. I was like, well, Deb and RJ will handle it because I really trust them. And when they show up with the phone. And then she came in with the phone not being charged. And I was just like, well, we'll have to find a plug. You know, I wasn't like my usual stressed out self about that. And it just unfolded amazingly. And it was so funny because it was down the hallway into another little part that wasn't the lobby, because that's where we could only find the only phone hookup or, you know, that plug. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden now, that's the gathering place. We started that. And Casey, our friend, if you remember Casey's name before, he came downstairs when they were all singing, and he looked over at me and he says, of course, this is Beth and Barry's radio show. I should have known. So we're getting to be well known around here. So I'm hoping we get even more interviews. I'm just going to let it happen because that's the best way to let it happen. I mean, you have to go up and ask them. But the people will appear that need to be on. The young man and I today had just the most wonderful talk. And again, oh, and then don't forget Heather. Heather
right.
was so great. The ending, the last girl that was been here since August.
Right.
She was amazing. Beautiful. All these girls are beautiful. She just also had that spirit of thankfulness and how beautiful this is and that they see the beauty in it and instead of the negative. That this was meant to happen for their generation to stand up and be woken. And I don't know how many times I've heard since we've been talking to these younger people that they had everything they wanted at home, but they weren't happy. And they had to come to Standing Rock to find their happiness, to find their tribe, to find their identity of who they were. And just like Heather said, the blood has the memories. That gives me chills. The blood, our blood has our memories. So I guess sometimes I would feel that would make me feel guilty because I have so much white blood, European. But I think I told
you
guys
this. It's all about
the soul,
Beth.
Yes. And when I was at that mind, body, and medicine class, and I mentioned that I had white guilt, they said, oh, no, 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 your people have been through more or as much as our people have been. Do you not know why they came to America? Do you not know why they ran or came from their country that of origin?
Right.
And I was like, I never thought of it that way. They were oppressed, too. Why they came and decided to oppress people after they've been oppressed, I'll never understand. But,
that's true. And that
happens. I don't know if you know, some of the tribes had slaves, not people of color slaves, well, there were people of color, not black slaves, but other Native Americans would be their slaves. So human nature has been a thing of oppression of one another, you know.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of weird that that's all. But I was talking to a man today in the business center, and he started talking to us about how long we'd been there and everything. And he said, oh, no, get him back up. That was the man that I was talking to earlier, sorry. He said, I said, it was so nice to come here because now I have hope. And I was just feeling like some of the youth were just self-absorbed and just into their Nintendos or whatever they're called now. I don't even know. And that kind of thing. And he says, I went through that phase too, Beth. I was raised in that society as well. It's not till you go back and find your roots that your blood, that you awaken up to this.
Right.
So, you know, that's very true.
Mm-hmm.
Had an incident today and yesterday where someone decided to attack us once again. Don't know if you noticed it on Facebook. And I was really proud of myself because I just kept saying to him, I think it's because we're here.
Mm-hmm.
I just kept saying to him, I feel bad for you. I feel bad that you have this hate that you carry around. It can't be comfortable. And, you know, I finally got to the point where I just said, what did Barry and I ever do to you? And he said, well, nothing. I'm not really mad at you, you know, or something. I don't know what it was. But, you know, it was like, okay, well, you know, if I would have just attacked back or whatever.
Right.
So, well, and I would just end up, you know, being angry and my whole energy would have been thrown off from it. But I didn't find anything. He started with that we got the karma we deserved. That's how it all started.
Oh, boy. Oh,
and, of course, we had friends jump in and say, you can't do nothing, Barry. And that's a horrible thing
right.
to say. And, you know, I even gave him the benefit of the doubt. I was like, okay, did you mean, like you said, karma's a bitch or something like that. And I thought, well, maybe he meant the people that did it to us. Maybe they're going to have karma. Well, no, that's not what he meant. So,
oh, boy.
And he was just attacking my husband terrible, calling him a hippie shapeshifter. And I was like, seriously? Like, I've never met you, sir. You know? And that we were, it was just, he is angry about something else. I know that.
Yeah.
Well, said we were asking for handouts.
You know, you've got to realize there are people in place that just do that on purpose, so they get paid to do that also.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me.
Right.
Trying to intimidate stuff.
So.
Well, this guy, believe it or not, is in the paranormal field.
Mm.
And he actually has a business. And I'm like, wow. And I even said to him, you know, really, this isn't the face you want your business. You know, this isn't what you want to show people if you're in business.
Right.
You know, this unkind face that you're putting on. And he did kind of change his tune a bit after I pointed out that we knew what he was doing, what business he's in.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of know who he is. We just have never met him. And Barry was friends with him because of the paranormal groups. So for him to be selling paranormal things, it just was so, I don't know, it must be an internal struggle he's having with himself. Because, you know, he was who in our beliefs. And kind of making fun that magic isn't real or whatever, you know, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, whatever. That's your business, so I don't get it. But
right.
I think the whole point of me telling about this is that I'm in a place, and I hope I can bring this home with me, that I try to see what the other person's hurt is. Because anger is nothing but hurt. So somewhere he's hurting, and he has to lash out. And we just happen to be in the way, you know, just that opportunity. And someone even mentioned to me, I think there might have been drinking involved. And I said, you know, I had that thought too. So, you know, sometimes when you're having a few cocktails and you're scrolling past Facebook, be careful what you comment.
Right, right.
Just
yeah.
saying. But
yeah,
back
Facebook
to the beautifulness of the... But back to the beautifulness. I think that's what these young ones are teaching me, though, is that nobody's angry at the police. Nobody's angry at they're angry at the situation, but they're not angry at the individuals. You know, they know they're doing their jobs. They know they have to pay bills. They know Christmas is coming up. And even the young lady who had been arrested, I'm sorry, I can't think of her name. And I just loved her. I felt like I knew her forever. And excuse me.
Karen?
I think so.
Yeah.
I thought it was a Hawaiian name.
I don't know.
Sure.
Maybe.
It was a Hawaiian name. Okay. So she said, you know, when we were there praying, we could see that in their eyes they had compassion, and that they were, you know, and she is a look in your eyes kind of person. You know, she was looking into my eyes. She knew the truth about how I was feeling, you know, and I just feel like her and I have a connection forever now. But it's just, I can't even describe it. I wish I could bottle it and share it. Because I wish that Katie and Bird could have been here last night, because they saw a lot of the yuckiness. They saw some beauty too, but they saw a lot of the yuckiness because we were going through the transition where nobody knew what they were feeling or what they were thinking. And, you know, I'm sure that Katie and Bird needed that for some reason, else they wouldn't have been here. I wish they could have seen the other side, because now the other side is coming forth, and the other side is that the fire has been lit for the youth now, the younger generation. It's their job now to stand up. It's their job to do it. And I think that's why we're hearing so much talk about the thankfulness for the elders, and thank you for what you taught us, and now we're taking the reins. And we'll still need your wisdom. We'll still need your words. But we are now going to do the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
And
passing the torch up.
Yes. And they're joyful about it, and they're becoming alive because they didn't feel alive before. Even though they had everything they thought they wanted, they didn't have their connection. They didn't have. And think about it. All the tribes have been here. That's never happened. Mm-hmm. That's history. That's never happened.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
People from Hawaii.
Well, you know, Creator meant for this to happen right now. It's all about unity.
Right.
All about oneness.
And Beth didn't the people from Hawaii say that some of the people from North Dakota were out there supporting them too, right?
As well, yes. Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I asked him about it today. I said, so, you know, I have always felt like Barry and I are going to do a six-month stint on the Big Island someday. And I said, so is there, like, I know you can't predict, but is there a good time for us to come stand with you? And he said, oh, there is so many issues. Whenever you come, there will be something to stand with us about. And we kind of knew that the times we were in the Big Island. You can feel the divide. And also, I knew there was a lot of land issues about people, just like they did here, where the Corps of Engineers just takes over land because they say they can, and things like that. So just like, you know, I think it was Heather that was talking about the miscarriages that were happening. He was telling me in Hawaii that people's faces are actually melting from whatever this brine stuff is. It's just kind of like peeling off their faces. And making them look like they're melting. Yes. People are sick, and as soon as they start going to bottled water, they're okay. You know. It's just, yes. And it's all in the area of where this brine stuff is happening. And so it's And then if you know the Big Island, there's a sunny side. It's called Kona. And then there's the volcanic side. And then there's Puna, which is like the rancher side. And there's Hilo. Mm-hmm. Hilo is the rainforest and the waterfalls and all that stuff. Well,
right.
Unfortunately, if this crap gets into the rainforest, it's just going to keep cycling out. Do you know what I mean? Cycling.
Mm-hmm.
Because the rainforest is bringing it in. It would cleanse it eventually if they stopped. But if they keep doing that, it's just going to trap it there. And so the whole island's water will be affected.
It's a very delicate system, you know. You have to take care of it.
Well, you know, I think all of this is hopefully waking people up to the fact that, Beth, the water everywhere is really taking, you know, a hit from all kinds of neglect.
Right,
Right here, I had a call today from a woman who wanted to come in and buy a singing bowl. And she said, the only thing I want to tell you is I used to be in that building in Houghton Lake, and don't drink the water. That was the woman.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, just came in.
She said, don't drink the water. And I said, well, actually, we don't, because we know it's, you know, it's high in arsenic and lead. We have Culligan water. But isn't it a shame that a little tiny town like this, I mean, it's everywhere. We have to have Culligan water because water is not drinkable.
Right.
What is going on?
Well, we have a river right beside us, and I'm thinking it's one of the cleanest rivers around. Well, then my neighbor tells me, no, not so much. You know that orange stuff you can't get off your tub? That's because of the factory across the way has put something in, and she swears it has to do with that. Well, now that I'm paranoid about that because we're drinking the water.
Right.
And Ice Mountain is bottling it. So there you go. But, yes, I know. And here's another thing. Barry and I will travel to do these protections. But while we're home, Mackinac Straits has got to be one of our focuses. If we don't do something about that aging pipeline that is in there, we have no one to blame. We can't come out to North Dakota and then not care about the Mackinac Straits. We just can't.
Exactly.
You know?
Right.
So we got to find that organization to get. I'm sorry, what?
I said that affects our entire state and possibly Canada as well.
Wow. And down to the ocean eventually, yeah.
Right, to Chicago, yeah.
Yeah, it's just it's just an accident waiting to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And something, you know, if they don't stop it, they at least need to replace. They need to stop it long enough to replace or whatever. I would love to have them stop it completely.
Right.
But some of the rumors we're hearing here is that Mr. Trump will not, it'll be, and I don't know where they're getting it. I'm just going to give you the report I'm getting. This is all hearsay. That they now feel like he may not want to go on with the pipeline, even though he says he is, because they feel like he'll want it as a tax, what do you call it, loss, now that there's been so much controversy, and he might want to try to play two sides of the aisle. And they say Exxon doesn't care anything about this pipeline. That's what we're hearing. But I'm just telling you, these are all rumors that I'm hearing. I have no. But I will say the news here sucks. Every time there's a pipeline story, it's about the protesters, they call them, go to court for doing this or doing that. Only tells that side. And today they were talking about how this protester kept three journalists from leaving camp, which is insane. There's a million ways to leave camp. And they had a high-speed chase. Again, we can't be for every person that's there. He might have been someone who was out there. But I haven't heard one report about... Huh?
He might have been running for his life.
He might have been. We don't know.
Right.
We won't know that story unless I talk to him. But we haven't heard stories about tires being cut or people being pushed off the road or any of those stories. And we've heard not just ours, but at least 20 other people that this has happened to. So where are those stories? I'd like to know where those stories are. You know, let's
and
even it out a
little bit. And
people being
so sick. Yeah.
Yes.
There's a lot of things going on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, another story, I'm looking at it right now, and Barry tipped me off to this one last night. And I haven't, maybe I'm, you know, I don't listen to a lot of the news because I don't like to be lied to. But I haven't, you know, heard about this other than the what Barry told me, and then he led me to the site. And it's a news story. It's on my timeline. And it's called "That Thing That Standing Rock Protesters Was Afraid Of Just Happened." A faulty pipeline has leaked, get this, 176,000 gallons of crude oil into a creek surrounding a countryside 2.5 hours away from Standing Rock.
Yep.
Now, come on, people, wake up. Seriously,
yep,
176,000
yep.
gallons of crude oil in this creek.
Into, I think it's called
what's
the Little Missouri. And they first said it was, oh, it's contained, it didn't hurt any wildlife. What? What?
Yeah.
Of course it hurt
come
wildlife.
On.
It's in
well,
the river.
Barry's word, bullshit.
Yeah, and it's they said two. First, they said 2.5 miles. Now they're saying 5 miles. It still hasn't been cleaned up, by the way.
Yeah.
And so that young man sitting in the sauna the day that I told you, the farmer, and he's telling us how safe this pipeline, and we're letting him talk. I had to mention. Do you know there was a spill? Did that get contained? No. Same science they're using on this one that
mm-hmm.
they used on that one. So there
mm-hmm.
you go with your theory about how safe it is and how. And then one of the other water protectors says, just do me a favor, Google how many spills. If you Google how many spills, you'll be amazed how many pipelines break.
Right.
Well,
how
Devin,
many things
I thought it was
happen.
Kind of amazing that a farmer would not be concerned about the land, you know, and about the water.
Yeah. Irrigation.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, there's
come
a
on.
Lot
it's
of BS out there.
Yeah, well,
it's,
could be.
Yeah, there you go. That was our point. I think we got him thinking a little bit, but, you know, you just have to do some baby bites sometimes and
yeah.
just put food for thought in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamics here, and just yeah.
We can't blame people for not wanting to see this, because you know the truth is kind of ugly.
Yeah.
But if people don't wake up and see it, it's there's no way but bad for it to go.
Right.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
If everybody
you know their
wake
ages
up,
and say a lot. These are probably 15 to 17 year olds, you know. And then we have mm-hmm. Dreamer, who's wonderful, but he's also gung ho because of his age, and you know he wants to go to the front line. He wants to make a point. Then we get to these late 20, 30 years olds. That's the ones we want in charge. Maybe mid 30s.
Right.
Right. They're the ones that are like, oh, you know, this brought us together, and I wouldn't have got to meet the people I've gotten to meet, and
mm-hmm.
it's time for us to stand up for Mother Earth, and so all this. Oh, and another guy that I'm really trying to find again, he may have went home, and I hope he didn't, was the one I was trying to tell you about. I think I was messaging Deb about. I talked to him briefly last night before they showed up because they were late, and I was like trying to fill in. So him and I were talking, and he was one of them that was sprayed that night. He got double pneumonia, and he is going to do a suit against the people, and I'm glad he's going to. But he's been sick ever since.
Oh, wow.
He hasn't been able to be out on the, I don't want to call it front lines, but front lines. He's, you know, and he's from Oklahoma. He's not even, you know, he just came to help. And he was telling me how horrible that night was. And I would have liked to have him on the show if I can find him again. But he was thinking about going home because just his illness hasn't gotten better. He hasn't gotten better. So, you know, people say, oh, he's sprayed with water. They were sprayed with intensive, like a fire hose, where it took people's skins off their hands. And it was freezing cold out, you know. Yeah. So, and put that on top of that, we might have had some, you know, if it wasn't an illness that they purposely gave us, it was because of all the close quarters that we have to have with so many people.
Right.
So, regardless.
Regardless, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, some of us are kind of convinced that maybe some of the planes that have flown over, you know, maybe dropping something that could lower the immune system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very
it
solid.
It certainly can't
very
be healthy.
Solid, so,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I challenge anybody to challenge us on that because, you know, he's solid.
It's nothing new.
You know, we've known you guys for quite a while. We're very close, and we've never seen the two of you as sick as you have been since this started.
Right.
You know, you were sick
and
last time out there.
The chest x-rays don't lie. He has something called glass in his lungs, and that's from an unknown source has gotten into his lungs somehow. Now, exactly how does that happen?
Yeah.
You know?
Right. We know how
and
that.
Isn't it funny? It was right after we got back. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, yeah, it's kind of an interesting whole thing. So, and yes, our families are worried, like, why are you putting yourself in harm's way? Well, we got to. We have to. There's no choice, you know. And I think we found our new calling of we don't want to live our whole life arguing with people. We really don't. But we also want to protect Mother. It's time we stood up for Mother Earth. It's time that we worried about our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and the seven generations that come after us. And then they'll worry about their seven generations.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, you know, if
grandparents
we don't
worry, don't do it.
Yeah, if we don't worry.
It may not be here, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It, everything
Soil
could
green,
be destroyed.
Right. Think of that. Right. Yeah,
if you can't take care of your house, I mean, it won't be livable. So.
Right.
Yeah. You don't know what it's got till it's gone. They pave paradise and they put up a parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know? A lot of truth in those songs.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, and people have been seeing this for quite a few years now. Really have. So it's not like this is something brand new and we had no idea.
Yeah, what's that song?
I mean,
60s or 70s, that song.
Yeah. But, you know, especially the indigenous people have always been aware of it.
Right.
You know, the indigenous people have always told us and warned us, you know, if you don't take care of it, it's not going to be there.
Mm-hmm. Right, in the prophecy about the black snake.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Beth.
Go ahead, Beth.
Do you remember the commercial back when we were probably kids where the native was riding the, and then he saw litter, and you see him with the tear coming down? Yeah,
absolutely.
That was a powerful commercial. It made us all cry. Now it'd be like, what? You know, people would be like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's it's an interesting dynamics. I'm anxious to see what Sacred Stone become. Barry, did you want to talk? Okay. Hey, the first show ever that Beth did not say one word the entire show was last night.
Yeah.
I want everybody
we'll
mark
to get
their calendars because that'll be the first and last time.
Yeah. First and last time, yeah.
And surprisingly, Joe didn't talk a lot either.
Yeah, he can. His voice is about gone.
Oh, he sounds
Yeah, he
terrible.
Was getting worse and worse as the night went on. So
it was breaking our hearts. But, you know, we didn't say a lot either, really, because, you know, thank you, Matthew. You lined up some
amazing guests, yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, that was the hardest I worked on a show. I was just like running from one person to another, getting the next one ready. And Poe, she was very helpful. But there at the end, she informs me, like, why LaDonna's speaking. She goes, do you know what this phone call is going to cost me? And I'm like, what? You don't have unlimited minutes or what? Well, I guess it's roaming from Ohio. Oh, no, Ohio. I always want to say Ohio. Hawaii. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, we'll help you if we can. And so I kind of said, okay, as soon as we're done with her, stop, and I'll go find somebody else with the phone. And that's how Heather came on board. And I just went out in the lobby and went, who wants to be on the radio show? And the two guys went, I don't know, but my niece might. And that's how it happened. But she, I'll tell you, she took me back into her room. They were having a little break and staying at the casino. And I came so close to saying, would you mind if I just hopped in the shower while you're talking? Because I haven't had a shower in over a week. So,
boy. And I get the feeling she wouldn't have minded a bit.
Right.
Probably not, but then the guys came back to the room, and I was like, nah, I'm not going to ask. But Barry would have been very jealous because he hadn't had a shower either. So,
Yeah.
Well, and even though we have a lot nicer than other people, we're still roughing it. We're peeing in a milk carton.
I know. You know, staying in a camper and in the weather and oh man.
Yeah.
I don't envy you.
That septic gets full and it's frozen.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we're literally peeing in the milk carton at this point.
Oh, boy.
Well, you got to do what you got to do, right?
Yeah.
So I just want people to be aware. If you come out here, you better be aware to get down and dirty. And I mean that literally. So
bring some milk cartons.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I love milk cartons now. It's my dishwater goes in it. Everything goes in a milk carton.
It is. It's difficult to pee in one, though. I prefer coffee cans myself.
I do the red cup and then pour it into the milk carton. I should do tip on. And then don't even talk about number two. We just have to go to the casino.
There you go. But, you know, you can always use a recorder, and I don't know if you took one with you, but anytime you're walking around out there and you want to record, interview somebody on the spot, and you're not doing a radio show, record it. We can upload it.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I hadn't even thought of that. Thanks for saying that. Well, we so appreciate you guys. You guys were lifesavers last night. I do not know what I'd do. He couldn't talk, and I didn't have a phone, and we could have had that show without you guys. There would be no way that beautiful show would have been able to happen. So,
yes.
And you always download the show for us. And oh, by the way, next week I think should be Ghoul Talk, so I think Gail can handle that next week. And that happens to be when we have a appointment. Woo-hoo! We have an appointment at a transmission place. We'll be kind of occupied anyway with that. So I hope if Gail's listening, I hope she knows to go on with Ghoul Talk. I'll message her when I get to the internet. So just a heads up on that one. Unless something big happens, and then of course we'll be reporting. But yeah, we got in with a transit. It's going to be not till next Tuesday. So we'd like to be home before the new year, but that may not happen. We'll just have to see. Probably be around that time.
Well, we can't wait to see you guys. I tell you.
I'm just going to put Barry on. I know. I can't wait to see you guys. We do miss a lot of the home things. One of them is the Unity Tree and the gatherings and all that. And Lucia should be calling you, Deb, if she hasn't already. Just a heads up.
She was here on Sunday. It was so wonderful to see her. And we did talk a little bit.
She was worried about getting a reading from someone. I said, oh, for Pete's sakes, get a reading from Deb. And I said, I said honestly, I don't feel well enough to do one anyway, so please call Deb. Mm-hmm. And right. I said, she'll be a new perspective for you, and it'll be perfect. So wait for a call for her. And I just want Barry to say hi and good night and all that. So we love you
okay.
guys. Thank you for doing this. And I'm going
to
put Barry
you,
on.
Love you
okay.
Too.
Bye-bye now.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Barry.
How are you hanging in there, bud?
I'm hanging in here.
Yeah.
Aww,
you guys
still sound sick.
Well, we're just listening to all the wonderful news that you guys are telling us, all the things that people don't hear about. So.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
you need to be on
thank
the
you
men,
so much. I appreciate that. Thank you so much for having us on again tonight and running the board and everything there and stuff and letting us yak. I know this is your show or whatever, your night
everything
or whatever. So
it's all ours.
We are one.
Yeah, we appreciate it so much. So,
you know, I got this feeling
go ahead, RJ.
So you guys have a new mission. I think our new mission is going to be broadcasting live from all over the world here when it's all said and done.
Yeah. So, are you guys going another hour now yet, or Deb or?
No, I didn't set it for 2 hours because John Cassidy had family obligations tonight.
Okay.
So I didn't set it.
And we were open all day from 1 to 8.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're still.
Well, we were just going to say.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we just hope you get better, man.
Well, we appreciate it, and so we will talk to you guys real soon, I hope, and thank you again for putting up with us and having us all on and running the board and everything, and
thank you for
we're looking forward to winding down here, like I say, getting some stuff done and wrapping up before we come home here, so...
Mm-hmm.
We've still got some things we've got to get done, you know, even after we get the hopefully get the transmission fixed and everything, see what that's going to end up running us and stuff. But even after that happens, and you know what, we got some things that we've got to take care of before we come back and stuff, obligations to fill out here yet. So
right.
We appreciate your time and everything, and I guess we will talk to you soon.
Sounds good. We love you. We're with you. And you guys take care.
All right.
Be safe.
Okay.
Love you, man.
All right. We love you guys, too. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Bye.
And everybody that's listening in, thank you for being with us. May your holidays be bright. And we send a lot of love to everybody. Hope you all have a fantastic week filled with love and light. And until we meet again... May all of your awakenings be mystical.